If you would turn in your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, and by way of invitation tonight, I'd like to take a quick look at one of the many parables that Jesus teaches us throughout the Gospels in the New Testament. And in Matthew chapter 13, beginning in verse 24, we see the parable that many of us are familiar with about the wheat and the tares. And so there may be some here tonight who have not named the name of Christ. Perhaps you've been a part of some religious group that claims to follow God's will, to follow the Bible, and perhaps you question whether or not they're doing that. You question perhaps whether or not you're serving God. And so as we're going through this, think about which group you fall into. Are you with the tares or the weeds? Are you of the group which belongs to God, the grain, the good seed that's sown on the field? Because we see there are two distinctions. There's no in between. You can't serve God and mammon. And we see that in this parable, that distinction between those who are righteous and those who are unrighteous is made, and we see the consequences of each. But beginning in chapter 13 and verse 24, we're told, "He put forth to them, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, "Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares?" He said to them, "As an enemy has done this." The servant said to him, "Do you want us then to go and to gather them up?" But he said, "No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, 'First gather together the tares and bind them up in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" And so he goes on in the next few verses to also talk about the parable of the mustard seed and compare the kingdom of heaven being like leaven. But we see the consequences here in this parable of not following God. There's going to be the grain, those who are appealing, those who are in God's good graces. And then there are going to be the tares, the weeds, and those that end up being destroyed. And in some of these parables, we have to decipher based on the context and the passage itself what Jesus is speaking of. We have to use other parts of Scripture as commentary to figure out what God is speaking about. But in this particular passage, a few verses later, he tells us exactly what the meaning of this parable is. If you skip forward a few verses to verse 36 in Matthew 13. "Jesus sent the multitude away and went into his house, and his disciples came to him, saying, 'Explain this parable of the tares of the field.' He answered and said to them, 'He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear." And so we see here the meaning of this parable, to where those that follow God, those that do what is acceptable to God, are going to be as the grain, and we're going to be taken up into heaven. We're going to have what has been promised to us. Those, however, who do not follow God, who practice lawlessness, as there in verse 41, are going to have destruction, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So I ask you, which group, which one of these do you fall under? And we might ask ourselves, well, how do we know if we're following God or not? There are many in the world that claim to follow God. And a few passages or a few chapters earlier in the book of Matthew, Jesus also says and talks about those people. In verse 21 of Matthew 7, Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Just because you say you love God and you say you're serving God doesn't mean you're not going to be counted with the tares. Are you actually doing what God is telling you to do? Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. And so we want to offer an invitation tonight to those in the audience. We do not know the hearts of those who are here this evening, but there may be someone out there that has not named the name of Christ, is still counted with the tares or with the weeds that were talked about in that parable in Matthew chapter 13. And perhaps you've learned what the scriptures teach, you've heard something that has pricked your heart, and you know that you need to make a change, and we want to offer that opportunity to you tonight to make that change, to come forward, to confess Christ as the Son of God, and be baptized in the waters, and rise to walk in newness of life with Him, so that you can, on that judgment day, be counted with the grain, the good seed, and have that reward of an eternal life in heaven. And so, if we can help you spiritually in any way, we offer that opportunity to you now as we stand and sing the song of invitation.